Hey, ladies, welcome back to DT Chats, DT Talks, DT Us. We're getting into the nitty gritty of HR and recruiting. Super curious that I just want to kind of jump right into how does anybody deal with passive aggressive coworkers, passive aggressive behavior in the workplace? Ellie, I'm going to give you the spotlight right away and let's just jump into this topic.
Yeah. So I think in our last conversation, we talked a little bit about conflict resolution. And one of the things that we talked about was bringing in a trusted, like, third party person to get outside perspective and to, you know, maybe just see, you know, where you may have gone wrong or where they may have gone wrong, just to kind of, again, get some new perspective, a different view.
Right.
I think where that gets dicey and a little bit more of an issue is when it becomes gossipy and then it's spread beyond that one person in the office. And then all of a sudden you have kind of this, you know, he said, she said, you know, issue where it's not just you and that person anymore. It's everybody in the office is picking sides. And I think that's something that is to be avoided, but again, creates this like passive aggressive culture. And it, again, knowing yourself, can you go to somebody? Are you a gossip? What does that look like? But being able to contain situations like that and just handle them straight on before getting everybody else involved, I think is super important. Just being cognitive of who you are trusting with that information so that it doesn't lead to a more toxic situation.
Yeah.
In terms of like passive aggressive coworkers, I think it's just nipping it in the bud. If you have something where that happens, again, we talked, Victoria, about, you know, not just dealing with it through email or through text, but I feel like our generation is still a phone call generation, and being able to say, hey, I did not feel respected, or I did not feel that that was the right thing to say or the appropriate thing to say. Like, you know, if there is an issue or if there's something that I can do better to assist you or partner with you, like, just let me know. I don't want this to be a relationship where we feel like, you know, we have to dance around certain topics. I think just nipping it in the bud, being direct and saying, we can't do this. Just tell me what you need.
Yeah. Yeah. I think passive aggressive behavior is something that can be extremely toxic in any work environment, whether it's coming from leadership down through the ranks to equal leveled coworkers, right? I always see businesses as more of a flat representation, I think is the best way to do it, where everybody's in it together. We're all partnered together. There's no hierarchy, right? But the reality is there's a lot of companies that are dead set on that hierarchy. But when we can look at passive behavior, passive aggressive behaviors, from anybody in the workplace, it's something like, what's the underlying reason for that? Because it's just creating a negative energy. It's creating this animosity or this uncomfortableness for people around you where, you know, if it's one-on-one that it's becoming this conflict, it is being able to stand up for yourself, speak up for yourself. Hey, why are you acting this way? Why are you, I'm feeling that you're acting this way. I'm feeling that this negative energy from you, I think, is better than saying, why are you, right? Because then you're not,
right.
You say, why are you? And you're putting that energy onto somebody and they're going to get super judgy, not judgy, but super defensive, right? So by saying, go ahead.
I was going to say in going back and kind of tying back into my initial point about like the perspective person versus like the gossipy person, if you're creating that gossip, again, he said, she said environment, then people don't feel comfortable just going straight to that person. It becomes this one side of the office versus the other. And then you get the passive aggressive because you don't feel comfortable or respected to go straight to that person. It's, you know, a little bit of the which came first, the chicken or the egg situation. But again, it's if you're fostering an environment where you're able to feel respected and valued, you know, the passive aggressiveness stops because you feel like you can go straight to that person. But if you have that, you know, again, gossipy, uncomfortable, you know, toxic environment, then you don't feel like you have the safe space to verbalize your feelings or your emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think it also, it just creates this problem where people stop listening to understand and they listen to respond, right? Everyone's just on the defense.
Yes.
So if we can create a scenario where it's like, I actually want to come up with solutions. I think we've all been a part of a conversation where somebody's just like poking holes and you're like, cool, thanks. Do you have an idea? Right? Like, instead of just telling me this is awful, like, how would you improve it? That's what I want to hear. Right. So if we can create an opportunity where you can actually come with a solution or at least be open to somebody else's solution and putting the ego aside, putting the, well, my feelings are hurt aside for a second to actually just understand, like, again, maybe that just wasn't their intention. Maybe their tone came off weird because they were just in a bad mood. Maybe they didn't even realize that like putting a period instead of an exclamation mark was going to make you feel some type of way. We've all been there. Like,
oh so. Gosh. Yeah. You get email and text messaging in there. Oh, holy cow. It's all over.
I read into all of it. I'm like, did you just send me a K?
Yes.
Like we all do it. We all do it. But being able to kind of put that aside if you can, right? And if not, then it is seeking out where can I get that safe space or where can I get that person who can come with solutions instead of just, well, that was wrong. Like, yeah, okay, yeah. Awesome. Now what? So it's a fine balance of trying to figure that all out. And I think all conflict resolution usually starts with a communication issue. Mm-hmm. And how do we resolve that? And then how do we also take out the emotion? Because if you keep just saying, well, my feelings are hurt, that is only going to get you so far.
Yeah. That's not a solution there.
I'll sing it again. Emotionally intelligent leadership.
Right. Yeah.
Again, you know, building your employees and their ability to communicate and their ability to work as strong leaders, again, trickles down into that team communication and what people feel comfortable being. Yep. 100%.
For sure.
Couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more with the two of you. And it's just, it's really enlightening to be able to have these discussions and hopefully share this with our audience to just, you know, you're not alone in any situation. And, you know, being able to talk about passive aggressive behaviors or conflict, I mean, we all go through it. And I think it's important to be able to acknowledge and be aware, I think are two of my biggest words when it comes to conflict and passive aggressive behavior, or, you know, just being able to, like you said, Victoria, take the emotion out of it, I think is super huge, because again, we are working with each other probably more than we're seeing our families or our friends. And so for us to be able to communicate and work through any and all conflicts is really, at the end of the day, that's a successful team and a successful culture that is being fostered within, as long as there's that safe place for everybody to grow.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to say thank you both again for joining me on DT Talks. It's been really wonderful chatting with you guys today, and I appreciate your time, and I'm looking forward to what comes of our next chats.
Same here.
Of course. Great talk.
All right, ladies, make it a great day.